This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Trump signed legislation passed in the Senate with VP Pence casting the deciding vote, cutting off funding to Planned Parenthood and any group that provides abortions as ineligible for federal funding. U.S. dropped its most powerful non-nuclear bomb on an ISIS site in Afghanistan. Bomb had never been used in warfare before and had to be carried to the drop point on a cargo plane. In the waning days of the Obama administration, a rule was issued that trustees for foundations would not have breached their fiduciary duty by investing in social projects that did not maximize return. In 1990, 73% of Americans drove alone to work. In 2014, despite a ballyhooed urban revival and many expensive tram and rapid bus projects, 76% drove. In America, 17% of African Americans and 12% of Hispanics living in big cities relied on public transportation to work in 2013, while only 7% of whites did. National Center for the Health Statistics estimates that 37 million American adults have lost some hearing. And worldwide, according to the National Academy of Sciences, hearing loss is the fifth leading cause of disability. A machine-bested professional dermatologist in determining from scan photos what was a skin cancer. In trying to force Democrats to bargain with them on health insurance, President Trump is threatening to discontinue subsidies for the poor and blow up the market, stranding millions without insurance. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation making marijuana legal for recreational purposes in Canada, fulfilling a campaign purpose. If passed, Canada will follow Uruguay as the second country in the world to do so. Banks and large corporations are expressing doubt on lending and investment based on increasing uncertainty that Trump can deliver on the promises he made to them. Want a job? Border Patrol is reducing drug tests, requirements for Spanish proficiency, and half of the physical fitness requirements in a push to hire along the border. United Airlines passenger who is drug off a flight has a lawyer. He's preparing to sue. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.